57. Marcy should have left right then. There was little she could learn from the people caught in the set's experiment. Yet the implications weighed her down. So she sat in that plush seat with a biscuit, feeling overwhelmed, surrounded by people who'd been lied to for years. Wax had been the first to notice that the kidnapped people had a history of alimony in their families. They'd thought them all women at first, though a few other mysterious kidnappings during the same time period had proven to be men. Marcy and Wax had searched for these people for years, on and off. They'd worried that the set had done terrible things to them, but had never imagined anything like this. Locking them all up in a bunker? Convincing them that the world had ended? One of the set's primary long-term goals was to gain access to alimantic powers, and the fact that the set had so much access to spikes indicated that some of those who had been kidnapped had met with gruesome ends. But this group, and the fact that only the most important set members had spikes so far, whispered of a much longer-term plan. Down here, they'd have a literal breeding ground for children likely to be metal-born, excellent for recruitment, or for creating spikes. It turned her stomach in knots, particularly when she thought to look at the women in the room and notice that two might be pregnant. That playground the man had been building earlier suddenly took on a darker cast. Yet, these people didn't seem terrified their children would be taken. There was a hope, and a good one, that Marcy had found them in time. Not to prevent all the trauma, unfortunately. These people had been stolen from their families and lives and locked down here. But at least the set hadn't started turning them into spikes yet. The Lord Mayor called the community Edworn's Project, she thought. This whole thing had been the scheme of Wax's uncle, a long-term solution to providing alimantic powers to the set. She suspected that upon his death, much of this infrastructure had been co-opted, with Telson taking command and autonomy breathing down their necks. A cavern that had been designed as an alimantic eugenics experiment had now expanded to become a bunker housing the Lord Mayor's loyalists. Further experiments with spikes were leading to different innovations. But this old experiment remained, and the people trapped in it. Marcy had stumbled upon the solution to one of her most troubling unsolved mysteries. She could rescue these people, assuming she could save the world itself first.
I know you, Marcy said to the blonde woman. You're Armel Harms, aren't you?
Well, I was a Harms, the woman said, before marrying down here. Did I know you?
I've only seen pictures, Marcy said. I'm Marcy Combs, Steris's cousin.
It was the lie they'd always used before her father had been willing to publicly admit to his infidelity.
Steris? Armel asked, perking up. Is she? I mean, she's alive, Marcy said. Armel, they all are. You've been lied to in a terrible way. I don't know how to be more delicate about this. There was no ashfall. The basin didn't fall. It's a hoax.
She grimaced. You were all kidnapped by some horrible people. Those in the room looked at one another.
Ash sickness, one of the other women said.
The mousy woman nodded, then patted Marcy on the shoulder.
You're disoriented, seeing delusions, dear.
Marcy sighed. Of course the set would have come up with an excuse like that. They'd want a fallback explanation in case someone snuck through the defenses.
I can't prove it to you now, Marcy said, though I will find a way. Please, consider my words. They will soften the blow when you have to confront the truth. I'm a senior officer in the Ellendale Constabulary.
She pulled out her credentials.
For years I've been trying to trace you. People kidnapped by a mysterious organization called The Set. They have other plans in motion, even more dangerous ones, which is why I can't stay. But the truth is, Armel, that you were taken because they wanted alimancers, and they are willing to play the long game to get them.
Armel glanced upward as small feet thumped on the upper floor and the laughter of children drifted down.
You have to agree it is odd, Marcy said, that you were kidnapped by a group of armed men during a robbery. They had to act that way, Armel said, to hide what they were doing, to avoid a mass panic.
posing as a group of thieves? Marcy asked. It worked in the words of founding, she replied. The survivor himself pretended to be a thief. Marcy didn't have time to continue this argument. I need to locate Gava Introne, she said. Do you know where I could find him? At that very moment, as if decreed by harmony, a voice blasted from a set of speakers outside, echoing in the vast cavern through the public address system. It was Gave Entrone, the Lord Mayor.
Be warned, people of Wayfarer, he said in a tinny broadcast voice. A dangerous outsider has been spotted slipping through the outer tunnels, possibly coming in this direction. She is likely armed and known to be very, very ash-sick. Treat her as extremely dangerous and report sightings of her to your neighborhood tranquility officer immediately. Do not approach her. Do not engage with her. She has killed already and will kill again if given the chance.
The group of people all looked upward and Marcy tensed. How far would their congeniality extend now?
Hell, Armel said. We have to hide her.
Others saw her entering, the man with the tools said.
We'll rough up the room, Armel said, and claim she threatened us and ran out.
She looked to Marcy.
You're confused and ash-sick, but do you remember how to get out of here? The path through the caverns?
Forget that, said the mousy woman, suddenly fierce. Do you have any weapons? Anything we could use to overthrow Entrone?
We're not going to overthrow him, Armel said. All we need to do is follow our plan. Sneak up to the surface, find survivors, and bring them here. Prove to everyone that we can do something to help. That will shift the Lord Mayor to our line of thinking.
That was a noble philosophy, and also completely hopeless. Marcy did not have time to try to persuade them further.
Where is Entrone? She said, standing. He has a new mansion at the edge of town, Armel said. Large, with the broadcast station in it. It's dangerous there because he needs metals to work the devices. If mutants ever invade, they'll go for him first.
How very brave of him, Marcy said, hurrying to the window. The others moved aside for her. No doubt he has a nice tunnel to the surface, too. You know the flat outer walls? Those have one-way glass. They watch you through it.
Ash sickness, one of the women hissed.
Is there, Marcy said, trying to figure out how to phrase it, some kind of portal around here?
Rusts, I don't even know what it would look like. A large construction of some sort, maybe? Or an area that is specifically off-limits?
They just stared at her, confused. Should have expected that, Marcy thought. Of course they wouldn't know. They were captives, not confidants. But something about that puzzled her. If Entrone was creating a portal for Autonomy's army, why would he do it here, near these people? Why not do it in a more isolated portion of the cavern complex, away from his test subjects? Yet he'd specifically said he was coming here to open the portal. She glanced to Armel, who was holding Marcy's credentials, a frown on her face.
Why would you go to the trouble, she said, of carrying fake credentials, going all the way to create a fake stamp for this year's date?
She must be far gone, one of the others said.
Armel met Marcy's gaze, her frown deepening.
It's because I'm telling you the truth, Marcy said. Now I need to get to Entrone and stop him.
Armel shook her head.
Marcy, we can help each other. Don't do anything rash. We don't like the Lord Mayor, but we don't want violence. There has been too much death already. If we hide you, we can talk. Plan.
No time for planning, Marcy said, hurrying back across the room and seizing her rucksack. Go ahead and rough up this room. Tell them I'm extremely dangerous. Tell them at length. Maybe it will delay them a little. She fished a pistol out of her rucksack, making them gawk at her. All but Armel, who took it in with a disappointed expression.
Look, Marcy said to them, things are about to get very dangerous and very confusing in here. My friends have dealt with a large number of their soldiers, so there's a chance I can handle Entrone alone. But if I don't come back, you need to overthrow him. Millions of lives might depend on it.
We can't do that, Armel said, even if we wanted to. We don't have weapons.
You are weapons, Marcy said. If we can just get you...
Metals. That was why there weren't any down here. The Set had imprisoned a large group of people who either had extraordinary abilities or were likely to give birth to people with them. Tilson and the others knew that unless they were careful, they'd be overpowered by their own captives. Hence the lack of metals and the story of mutants who could sense it. How did you keep a bunch of dangerous people captive? You convinced them that they weren't actually captives. Marcy turned and met Armel's eyes. Which way to the Lord Mayor's home? Marcy held her gaze until Armel glanced back down at Marcy's credentials and then looked to the side.
You know, don't you, Marcy said, that what I'm saying is true? Or at least you suspect. You've always known something was wrong. I have a family, Armel said. Children and a husband I love.
And if Introne wins, Marcy said, they are doomed to a life in darkness. Armel, he is planning to take your children from you. You need to find yourselves some metals and fight back with everything you have.
Find metals, one of the women said with a sniff. What do you want us to do, lick rocks, hoping there's some iron in them?
I don't know if I believe you or not, Armel said, and I'm not going to fight, even if I had the weapons. Maybe I can take you to where Introne lives, but that's all. Idiot people,
Marcy thought, grinding her teeth. Then she felt foolish. They weren't idiots because they were scared. They had been abused, lied to, locked away without the sun. She shouldn't be berating them. Indeed, in her shame at having done so, she felt an odd moment of clarity. These people, and those like them, were the reason she did what she did. Her reason for being a constable. It was her job to rescue them.
Just take me to Introne, Marcy said. I'll find a way to handle him.
She lifted the rucksack to her shoulder, then froze as she heard it clink.